at 908-9028. Email them at tigermoving@gmail.com or visit them online at tigermovinggreenville.com. Make that next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Industrial Plastics Group, is currently seeking maintenance technicians at the TaylorMade facility in Liberty. Qualified candidates must have a technical degree in mechatronics or industrial maintenance and be willing to work any shift. For more information and to apply online, go to sctechjobs.com. Industrial Plastics Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Tulip Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5, where we are back. Boston Red Sox knuckleballer Stephen Wright has been suspended 80 games for PEDs. I'm sorry, a knuckleballer suspended for PEDs? I thought the whole purpose of a knuckleballer was like to be like the weakest guy around. I'm sorry. I don't understand the advantage to PEDs for a knuckleballer. It sounds like it sort of defeats the purpose. I was coming. Hey, caller, you was coming right to you. You were next up. You can get back in if you want. I don't get it. Yeah, I'm still hearing it, Ramon. I don't get it. 80 games for PEDs. Red Sox knuckleballer Stephen Wright. You know, it's funny because I heard Kellyanne Kwok the other day talking about some bridge player or something who was suspended for PEDs. I think we saw that before with ping pong. It doesn't make sense. No, it's a little lost. I'm not sure I understand it. I wouldn't think that of all the guys, if you could have told me today that some Major League Baseball player was going to be suspended for 80 games, Stephen Wright probably would have been one of the last guys to come to mind. Knuckleballers historically You know, not the type of pitcher that you would think would have a reliance on performance-enhancing drugs. So there's that. Text says, Walt, let me see if I missed this. If you're the Falcons GM, who you pick in the first round? If they're still on the board, then a true pass rusher, defensive tackle, linebacker. If DT, would you take who would you take on the board if they're still there, Wilkins or Lawrence? I would probably take Wilkins, and I think that's a real possibility. You know, I think that Ed Oliver is a possibility, but my belief is he'll be gone. And Wilkins may be gone too. I mean, it may be that neither of those guys are there. There are two round one linebackers that I think are both very good in White and in Bush. You know, I think that White will be gone. Bush might still be there. He fits the profile of what Atlanta is looking for. You know, so I think those are all possibilities when you look at the Falcons. Text says, what do you think of media people saying that P.J. Washington will be the SEC player of the year? Look, I think Washington's been very good. My player of the year would still be Grant Williams. I am completely lost on this notion of how Grant Williams wound up as the ninth player in CBS's basketball player of the year rankings. I'm not sure what those people are watching or talking about. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, Tennessee's been a top team all year. Williams, the best player on that team. He was the best player on that team last year. He was SEC player of the year last year. And now he's persona non grata. I don't get it. I don't get it. Texas says PEDs help take the strain off your sore knuckles. He said knucklehead for getting caught. Yeah, it's just a knuckleballer in PEDs. You know, and again, this guy just looks like some guy off the street. I'm puzzled by that. All right, here's what we're going to do. Before we get going, let me tell you about Harry's. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. What I love most about shaving with Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge. It glides right across the contours of your face. There are no cuts. There are no burns. That's what I love. Join the 10 million who've tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Use promo code WALT at harrys.com. It can't get any easier. Look, Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave didn't include razors that play music or have vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships. These are things that are all tacked on just to get you to pay more money. Not only do they not have anything to do with a quality shave, they actually hinder a quality shave because they screw with the balance and the ergonomics of the razor itself. Harry's bought the German factory that made the finest steel. They ground the steel into the sharpest blades. And the rest, as they say, is history. They bring you a perfectly refined, artistic even razor. It's the best, period. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALL at harrys.com. You know, here's the thing. I don't understand why anybody would not do what I'm about to tell you. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Male, female, I don't care. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you. That's how the way this deal works. It's harrys.com, promo code WALT. You will thank me later. All right. Several things. Text says, don't PEDs help with recovery time when injured? Yes, they can. They can. Where's the text on Rosen? Coop said, are you going to preview the Clemson basketball game later? Interested in your take? No, Coop, I already have. We've already covered it in quite a bit of detail, in fact. But what I do want to talk a little bit about is Clemson next year. And that is this. I was thinking about Clemson basketball for next season, and we're going to get to the Bigfoot stuff. Don't worry, fans of Bigfoot and the artist formerly known as Matt Moneymaker. But thinking ahead to next year and the players that are going to be lost and the players that are entering the program, And I went back and I watched the film of Alamir Dawes, of Alex Hemingway and of Chase Hunter. I went back and watched the film of all three of these guys in the last 48 hours. And thinking about what Clemson basketball will look like next year with a team that is going to be really young. Really, really young. Dawes is a pure point guard. And I think he's a guy that can come in and take over right away. One of the initial concerns is going to be when you have a reliance, a little like Clemson baseball does this year on young players, you know, there are some adjustments to be made at the college level, particularly as it relates to being a defender from a basketball standpoint. It's the hardest transition any high school star has to make, and that is becoming an adequate college defender. It's an enormous jump because most of these kids in high school are stars, and they're not expected to play the level of defense that's required collegiately, especially for Gali Brunel. So Alamir Dawes, who will take over the point guard role, I think, from day one. You know, having said that, Clyde Trapp has become more and more of an efficient ball handler. Again, something I never would have believed when he first got here. When I first saw Clyde Trapp, he was an athletic freak who I thought would be able to guard multiple positions, but I thought his offense would come junk style. I thought his offense would come, as more of a junk man role. He has evolved dramatically and quickly. He has become a competent perimeter shooter. He's become a guy who can take you off the dribble and use his athleticism, and he has that unusual length. One thing I can tell you, Clemson's team next season is going to be significantly more athletic defensively than this year's team. Now, figuring it all out is going to take some time because you're going to have a whole bunch of pieces you have to merge. But your two point guards are going to be Alamir Dawes and Clyde Trapp. And again, Trapp has done more ball handling this year. But Dawes is a pure point guard. So that's going to give you some flexibility. Dawes is also a fairly thick kid. So from a physical standpoint, there's no reason to expect that he can't come in and compete. And then you have Chase Hunter. Hunter is like 6'4 and maybe 6'3 and is very athletic and has a pretty pure shot. He also has long arms. So I think he plays a little taller than he even looks. But he's a guy who can create his own. He can pull up. He can shoot over people. He has a scorer's mentality. He can score the ball. He can shoot the ball as well. He's not just a scorer. He can shoot. But he's very athletic. And I think he's a guy who can come in immediately and contribute offensively to make up for some of the point production you're going to lose from that backcourt. This combination of Alamir Dawes, Chase Hunter, and Alex Hemingway, that might be the best three backcourt players. Well, not might be. That is the top three backcourt players that Brad Brunell has ever recruited from the high school ranks in the same season. Hemingway is about 6'5 and will be more of a wing, but he's a versatile guy. He knows how to play. He has a high basketball IQ. He can shoot the ball. He's a little more athletic than you think. He's pretty good. All three of those guys can play. And I think all three will play. I think all three of those guys are going to contribute. Alamir Dawes and Chase Hunter are going to play immediately and play really big, significant roles. But those three players, I think, are all going to play, and I think they're all going to contribute. And when you think of Hemingway, Hemingway is exactly what you would think an Indiana basketball player is. He is the prototype of an Indiana basketball player. You know, it's like today we talk about Europeans and foreign players with allegedly more advanced basketball skills, even if they lack in athleticism. That is traditionally what you thought about Indiana players, high school ranks. When you think Alex Hemingway, think Hoosiers. When you think Alex Hemingway, think Hoosiers, because he could have been in the movie. So those three guys, Dawes, Hunter, and Hemingway, for all different reasons, are all going to be big contributors next year. And Hunter and Dawes are going to contribute from day one. They'll have to. And I think they'll play well. I mean, there's going to be an adjustment period. There's going to be a period where you have to figure all this out. But beyond that, you're going to have the return of Sims, Trapp, Newman, Hunter Tyson, Javon White, in addition to Trey Jameson and Malik William, who, you know, was sidetracked with injury issue. That's a bunch of athleticism. That you're going to have more quality athletes and longer athletes on the court next year than you have at any time previously under Brad Brownell. Because Hunter, Trapp, Newman are all tremendous athletes. Tremendous athletes. Javon White can play. Javon White, again, I wrote during that last game when Thomas came out during the game that White was just playing incredibly well on both ends. He was a star of that game. White can score. White has low block, post moves. He could score. His adjustment was coming from an Oral Roberts zone defense to a man system at Clemson and understanding the greater physicality in this league and how to deal with it. He has adjusted well. The kid gets better every time he's on the court. I love White. And then there's Jameson, who, you know, is nearly 7 feet and athletic, big man, agile, still trying to figure out his role in his game. And this won't come to fruition fully until next year, but he's a guy who can be a rim protector, who I think can do a lot of things defensively. Even if his offense is a little behind, I think that's okay. And it's especially okay because of the guy that I haven't mentioned yet, which is Jonathan Bear. Because Jonathan Bear may be the most interesting player in the whole bunch. Bear is the 6'9 guy who's been waiting in the wings. He's slender. He's put on some weight since he's come to Clemson. This is a guy who has real skills. This is a guy who can face up from three-point range and knock them out, put it on the floor, pull up from 12, mid-range game. Jonathan Bear has length and ability. He has athleticism. He has real skill shooting the ball. And his length is going to make him very difficult to defend. Very difficult. I think this group of players is the most intriguing group of young talent that we've seen at Clemson in a long time. And I haven't mentioned Hunter Tyson, who I think is the best shooter on the team right now. And I've said this all year. I think as he starts to see the ball go in, you'll see more and more results. It took Gabe DeVoe 4 years to become the player that people remember in their minds. We'll take a quick break. Samson, you're up first as soon as we get back. Before we do that, let me tell you about Earth Creations and Optinose. I went up to Earth Creations in Traveler's Rest. I didn't know what to expect. I was stunned. I met Donald, his whole family. It's a state-of-the-art facility. It's astonishing. I took the tour. It lasts forever. I mean, it's football fields and football fields. It's unbelievable. The lab itself is enormous. They manufacture everything right here in the U.S., over 40 years experience. Everyone in the whole place, Ramon, had masks and hats on. It was like too clean for me. You know, I like a little mess. Not at Earth Creations. But I'm here to tell you about Optinose. Optinose is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your physique. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinose, you're using over 70% of the protein. Over 70%. You'll build muscles fast. You'll be stronger. You'll feel better. The protein that you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. And this is because Optinose works on a genetic level. So your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy. It stores proteins directly into your muscle tissues. You want to build bigger muscles fast? This is Optinose. Optinose combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combo means you get back in shape faster. The clinical studies prove it. Optinose will let you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. This is Optinose. You'll increase stamina. You'll gain lean muscle. You'll improve your physique fast. You'll look good. You'll feel good. You'll improve your recovery. It's for men and women. It's proven safe, clinically tested. It allows your body to break down carbs and fats into energy. This is Optinose, and it can only be found at upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com. It's about $30 a bottle. You take three capsules at once with your highest protein meal of the day. That's it. As always, consult your physician before beginning any regimen. Walt Tip Tiller, Road Rage, quick break. Sampson, you're up first.
This weekend, the Tigers begin ACC play as the North Carolina Tar Heels head into Doug Kingsmore Stadium. With conference play being of the utmost importance in securing a postseason berth, the Tigers need to defend home turf. First pitch is Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with broadcasts beginning 30 minutes prior to each first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch it all right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
Coach Monty Lee and I have a lot in common. We both love Clemson baseball, and we both want you to make it home. Now, he may ask you to steal, but I'll help you walk through the process and find the home of your dreams. Call me today, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway, Sedan Joiner Realtors, 864-313-6990. That's 864-313-6990. Putting the real in real estate. Go Tigers!
S.H. Carter Development, Inc. is a family-owned construction and demolition company located in Greenville, South Carolina. The last name of Carter is directly associated with quality construction, and with over 50 years of experience, S.H. Carter Development, Inc. strives daily to meet the expectations that are associated with the family name. S.H. Carter is a licensed general contracting firm that specializes in demolition and roll-off container rental in the upstate South Carolina area. S.H. Carter prides itself on honesty and integrity to achieve a high standard of work. S.H. Carter, Inc.
Mickey Pollard here with another great offer from Zero Res. Spring is upon us, and so is the dust and dirt. Now through the end of March, mention Mickey Pollard and get three rooms of carpet clean for only $119 and a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res also cleans air ducts? Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Canty Foundation Specialist has immediate openings in production. No experience necessary. Competitive pay, benefits, and training is provided. Join the Canty production team today. 864-641-0176 or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sir, you're a genius.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Sometimes you don't think of these things, Ramona, and people come from all different perspectives and all different levels of interest and favorite sports and things. But like Clemson Trent writes, when you say a team has length, what do you mean by that? I hear that term often. I want to know what it means. Well, you know, Trent generally means that you have height and length. When you talk about length, you know, you're frequently talking about players who have reach, arm length, that type of thing. You know, so much like Brent Venables prefers his edge guys to have long arms, even his safeties to have long arms. You know, it pays off in basketball. And Syracuse has that. For example, in their zone defense, they have great length. So in other words, you know, typically you might find in a normal zone, you might find guys at the top of that zone who are 6'2". Again, Syracuse, you know, you're more likely to find guys who are 6'5" and have long arms. So a team like Florida State has great length. They have 7'4" and 6'10" post players. Or not just tall, but they're long arms. So it's reach as well. So that's all encompassed into that. And also, length allows you to play the passing lanes, get your hands on deflections. It's another element of the Syracuse zone. So there's that. Before we get going here, Samson and Robert, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. You know, the Reese family's been doing Krispy Kreme donuts right since the early 60s in Anderson, Spartanburg. You know, Rona, remember the guy who wrote us, who told us, and I'm not going to single out, but he said, you know, don't go to this one. Make sure you go to Anderson, Spartanburg. You know, because he had some experience at some other outfit. Anderson, Spartanburg, Krispy Kreme, the Reese family do donuts right. Go and see them. You know, there are always seasonal flavors. There are always changes. I mean, right now the weather has gotten so cold again. You know, don't go to that expensive coffee house and pay those, you know, jacked up prices. You can get those same kinds of lattes and drinks at Krispy Kreme at real pricing. Get to Krispy Kreme. Go see the Reese family. They're the home for the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. That's the greatest donut you may have ever conceived of. I don't care what anyone says. Now, Ramona says otherwise. She thinks it's the
Oreo. It's got Oreos on the top, and then it's got this cream filling. It's yummy.
See, I don't think I've tried that. I do like Oreos.
I probably ate all the ones in the box.
I do like Oreos, so I would probably like that. I still think the New York Super Cheesecake Donut is. And then the hot original glaze come hot off the press 3 times a day. There's nothing like Krispy Kreme hot glazed donuts right off the press. Nothing. The lighted sign will alert you to that. And there's also, you can also get notification on your app. So you know exactly when, or an app notification. So you know exactly when those donuts are coming off hot. This is Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg. And for all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? You kidding me? You think you're going to raise money with those like factory stale cookies, you know, that come in a white box and you know, everyone on earth has? No. No. You want to raise money? You need the real deal. Krispy Kreme donuts. Call the Reese family in Anderson, Spartanburg. Tell them that Walt Deptula told you to call them, and you're interested for your group in raising money, and you want to employ Krispy Kreme donuts to do it, and you want to know how to get started. They'll be glad to help you. Do it. They'll thank you later. All right, to the phone, Samson and Robert. Samson, how are you?
Great. How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Samson. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, No, thanks. All of a sudden, now I got to crave me for Krispy Kremes. But I was listening to your show yesterday, any of them, and talking about LeBron. And I was wanting to call in, but I couldn't. But anyway, I was going to say, not only is he dogging it on the court, but he's dogging his teammates and his coaches and everybody, like, in the media. I mean, I don't know. I've just never seen somebody, like, acting, like, so immature like he is there. I mean, it's, like, crazy. For that big of a superstar who's been around for that long, you know?
Yeah, you know, somebody yesterday.
You expect him like a rookie.
Right. I think it was Robert from Georgia yesterday was sort of suggesting it was probably because, you know, he didn't go to college. But again, you know, you're talking about a 35-year-old adult. You know, it's sort of way too late for that argument. You're 100% right. He is acting like an absolute brat, like an absolute spoiled baby brat. And the truth is, that's who he is. I mean, it's always been who he is. The guy has never gotten along with anybody. The only guy he ever got along with was Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, at this point, he's so immature, I doubt, like, the Looney Tunes won for Space Jam number 2.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I was going to see what you felt like. I heard people say that they think that he's too involved in social media, and I think they might be onto something like that. But I'll hang up and take it off the air.
Thank you, Sam. Well. I appreciate it. I don't know. I think he's a strange guy. I have always thought he was a strange guy. He is so self-centered. He is such a narcissist and always has been. And it's why he can't get along with people. Again, I go back to Ryder's story. I don't remember the details of Bill Ryder's story. I just remember that it was something about, and I'm thinking it involved, Dwayne Wade. I'm not 100% positive, but it was after a particular game, and Ryder and a group of reporters were gathered around Wade, and they were talking to him. I don't know. He had a great game. I don't know what it was. There was something specific about that game, and apparently LeBron James could not believe that he wasn't the center of attention, and so he threw a drink at them.
Because I think I heard him tell that story one night while I was still here.
Yeah, and again, all the details are not crystal clear to me, but that's the gist of it. And again, it speaks to his constant juvenile status. I mean, he hasn't grown up, and I think what you see is, listen, everyone can mask their worst characteristics when things are going well. It is in times of adversity, when strain is added to the equation, that we test your true character. Like now. And now you see what he really is. And when you see what he really is, then you realize there's no way that guy can be the greatest player of all time or amongst them. Because he doesn't have the heart for it. Which is what he's always lacked. It's what he's always lacked. Did he have the physical attributes and characteristics to be the greatest player of all time? Yes. If you could have transplanted, you know, Bird or Jordan's heart or Russell's heart into him, then you would have had probably the greatest player of all time. But you don't. You have a guy who wants to be a million different things, including coach and GM. But who fundamentally can't get along with anyone else. You know, people have said, well, if he had a great coach. No, he could not have a great coach. He's not coachable. Have you missed that his whole career? He has never been coachable. He doesn't play nice with others. Every player he's played with hates him. With the exception of maybe Dwayne Wade. So, yeah, I mean, what you're seeing right now is under strain and under stress, you're seeing the absolute worst of it. You're seeing a guy who's just acting like an absolute brat. And this is not the stuff of legend.
Do you think that he's starting to realize that he can't keep moving around? and he's running out of places to go play.
I think it's getting late in the game. I think things have declined. I think his desire has faded and clouded. I think he has too many peripheral things that he's involved in. Hey, maybe the big news out of Cleveland is he's going back to Cleveland.
You think they'd take him?
No. Robert. I hope not. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for getting in, Robert. Oh, this is Robert in Georgia.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I appreciate you basically stating what I was trying to say yesterday in a hurried fashion. But yeah, when things get tough, that's when you really find out how mature people are. And you couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that was a profound statement.
Well, I appreciate that. I think under that microscope right now, he is being made to look worse and worse and worse. I mean, I saw something earlier. I don't know if it was SI or whether it was ESPN, Chris Ballard. The discussion was, is LeBron James still the best player in the game? What? The guy we're watching? We actually have people who need to pose the question, is the guy we're watching the best player in the game? I don't know. Does the best player in the game have to actually come down the court on the defensive side or not? If he does, then I don't think he can be the best player in the game. I mean, I'm sorry. He's not one of the 100 best players in the game right now. I mean, in theory, could he be? Yeah, but he's not.
Yeah, I, like I said yesterday, I think that's one of the biggest problems for LeBron. He was anointed the best player in the game before he ever played an NBA game. So, but wanted to move on. I haven't looked at it today, but I guess all the experts have already given Oklahoma their ticket to the big dance by beating Kansas. Have you seen anything on that? I know you've been talking
I think that OU beating Kansas probably cements their status, despite the fact that they were 6-10 in league going into that game.
Yeah. I was really excited about Clemson's basketball next season, and you just really got me pumped up with everything you were talking about. The one question that I wanted to ask is, and I lost his name, but the kid you were talking about that's the pure point guard, is he the kid from the Northeast up there? I think maybe New Jersey?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that kid looks like the old-fashioned, tough New Jersey, New York guard who's going to come in and just, you know, take over games. I mean, I'm really excited about him coming to play at Clemson. I mean, he just reminds me of that type of point guard. I can't wait for him to put on a Clemson uniform.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think all three of those kids are going to be really good players, and I think Clemson's going to get instant impact from them. And again, when I look at this mix of talent and athleticism that Clemson's going to have next year, I think that next year's team is actually going to be the most athletic and longest team that Brad Brunell has had at Clemson. And so I think there are going to be a lot of answers. You're going to have a sorting out process and a feeling out process, and you're going to have to merge all these ingredients and you're bringing in three true freshmen to the program. So, you know, college level defense is going to be a part of that discussion. But I think there are a lot of interesting ingredients.
Yeah. And as far as tonight's game is concerned, I'm looking, hoping that the younger kids are going to have even more impact, continue to improve. I'd love to see White have a big game tonight. I really thought, like you said, he played really well against North Carolina. I guess the question that I have, and I'll take your answer off the air, the scenarios, if you could comment on, I know you don't like to do that, but the scenarios, with Clemson and what happens, you know, the rest of the year, I would really love for Clemson to get out of that last four in spot. Do they need to win the last two games? I personally think even if they lose tonight, lose to Syracuse, maybe win a game in the ACC tournament. I still think they may be one of the last four in, but I would love for them to get out of that position. Is it going to take winning, you know, both games coming up and then maybe a game in the ACC tournament to get them, you know, into a 16, 15 seed to get out of that last four in? And I'll take it off
the air, Robert. Thank you. Appreciate it. It just depends what happens elsewhere. I think that if Clemson wins three games, I don't think they're going to be in that group. I think they'll be safely in the tournament. I even think that two might get you there. I mean, I think if Clemson wins the next two games, they're going to the NCAA tournament. Now, could other things happen elsewhere? Could there be a myriad of upsets in conference tournaments and perhaps some teams who make the field that wouldn't have made it otherwise? That's conceivable. That's why you have to win here. That's why you have to guard against that. It's also conceivable, believe it or not, that due to the softness of the bubble, that you could still lose more and still get in. It's still possible, but that's not the path you want to travel right now. You are to the point where these are must wins. This is a must win tonight. Syracuse is a must win. And again, I'm always reluctant to go down that must win road, but we are there. Walter Petula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. You want to get in 654-7627. I am really intrigued by the combination of ingredients that Clemson basketball will have the next couple of years. Quick break.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
This weekend, the Tigers begin ACC play as the North Carolina Tar Heels head into Doug Kingsmore Stadium. With conference play being of the utmost importance in securing a postseason berth, the Tigers need to defend home turf. First pitch is Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with broadcast beginning 30 minutes prior to each first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch it all right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to andersonevents.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for menu and more information.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Rumor spreading round in that Texas town. About to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on the range.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. We're talking a little bit about Clemson basketball for next year, and I was thinking about it the last couple of days, and again, I went back and rewatched the film of Alamir Dawes and Alex Hemingway and Chase Hunter, and I think that there's real ability in those three players. I mean, real ability. If people think there's going to be this massive drop-off next year, there may not be. It's going to be a different team, and they're going to have to establish their roles and their identity and their chemistry. And that's going to be the difficult part, blending all that and getting three high school players to play the type of defense that Brad Brunell requires as key ingredients to your basketball team. But the length and athletic ability is going to be actually vastly superior to this year. I mean, there are liabilities this year. I mean, Sheldon Mitchell, for everything he adds from a positive standpoint, and he does, he has the constant issue of lateral movement due to his knees. And Clemson's guards aren't long, super athletic guards. Reed has athleticism in his first step and his ability to create his own shot. But when you look ahead to next year and you think about guys like Newman and Trapp and Chase Hunter, you're actually talking about much more athletic players and much longer players. So defensively, you know, I'll tell you right now, I'm not so sure the best defensive player on Clemson's basketball team other than Scarra and Thomas in the post isn't Newman. I thought when Newman was on White, I thought he did the best job of everybody on White. And Newman is built for that. Newman is built for that, as is Clyde Trapp. But I think Newman may really step into that role. And he can shoot the ball some, too. He's another guy who needs to just see the ball go in. But I think in terms of, like, length and athletic ability, this team next year is actually going to be a longer basketball team with much more significant overall athletic ability. It's just finding how all those pieces, and you're going to have guys who can shoot the ball. I mean, Clyde Trapp is evolving as a shooter. I think Newman's going to get better as a shooter. I think Hunter Tyson's the best shooter on this basketball team. And I think Jonathan Bear is going to be a real difference maker. I'm not sure there's anybody on Clemson's present basketball team that can guard Jonathan Bear. I think the hidden secret for Clemson, the secret weapon for Clemson, if you will, that has not yet been revealed to the nation and to Clemson fans is Jonathan Bear. Jonathan Bear is the guy that Brad Brunell's like keeping on the down low. Bradley, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Bradley. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, you know, I think last night really I've seen what I've been wanting to see out of Duke, the whole Zion Williams thing. I didn't, before the year, you know, the level of competition at the day school, you know, but seeing Duke, seeing all the five stars, you know, blah, 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 I think he's that big a difference maker. I really do. I think he is actually, for the first time I ever said this, maybe the best player in college basketball. But, Walt, who do you think, looking back at the, think about it, Weber State, Harold Arsenal, think about the Blizzard at UNC Wilmington. Who's some guys out there on the radar, Walt, that, I know the mid-majors is your game. Who's the guys that no one's heard of that you can throw out some names that maybe we'll see in the tournament?
Well,
and I'll take it off the
okay,
air.
Thank you, brother. Bradley. Appreciate it. You know, I think there are a lot of talented guards around the country. You know, I think the Howard kid at Marquette, who, you know, people have heard of by now, but I think I had him on my first team All-American team before the season. He is a Chris Jackson / Abdul Raouf level score. And he's a guy who makes Marquette very, very dangerous. I think most people, at least here, and probably some nationally now, know of John Morant from Murray State, who is, you know, sensational, who's not a surprise. I mean, he may be the second pick in the draft. Texture says Fletcher McGee, of course, Wofford. You know, John Morant may actually wind up being the second pick in the draft. And yet, you know, it's funny because I still think he's a relative unknown in terms of national recognition and respect. You know, again, I think there are a lot of talented guards. I mean, the nation's leading scorer plays at Campbell and is a really explosive 5'9" scoring machine who averages over 30 points a game and you can't level off and is lightning quick and all that stuff. And there's probably a good chance that Campbell's in the NCAA tournament. In fact, I think they probably will be. So, you know, I think some of those places, Mike Dom, the kid at South Dakota State, is a 6'9" player who's really skilled, who can go out to 25 feet and shoot the ball, which presents real problems. He's averaging, I think, like 26 points a game. And it seemed to get better all through the course of the year. He's been there before. I think those are some of the guys that you might look for. But, you know, if you're looking for a particular player to carry a team, you know, I think Howard of Marquette, I think that John Morant of Murray State, these are guys that could, in theory, carry their teams to the Final Four. I mean, Morant is the best guard in the country. I mean, and probably by a significant margin. He's so insanely explosive that it's just almost impossible to understand. I mean, there's no telling what his vertical leap is. 48 inches? I don't know. 50 inches? I mean, he's insanely explosive, and he sees the whole court. He's a great passer. He leads the nation in assists. Whatever it is, 10.5 assists a game. I mean, and he headbands the ball. He's not selfish. You know, this is a guy. You know, Morant is such an interesting player. The last element of his game to develop is his perimeter shot. But you can see that coming. I mean, he has constantly improved that element of his game. And when he does that, then you can forget about guarding him, because there's not a human on earth who's going to guard him. And I have seen constant evolution in his ability to make a jump shot. And his range is expanding as well. That's still sort of the last area for him, but when I watch him, I see him getting better. And that tells me he works at it on his own. When that element of his game fully clicks in, there's not a human on the planet who's going to guard that kid. But even right now, he can't be guarded. I mean, he at the collegiate level, no one has a chance to level him off. No one can guard him. And, you know, and you might think, well, okay, then this is a guy who can score 40 points a game. Oh, absolutely, he can score 40 points a game. But that's not who he is. I mean, he likes to get his teammates involved. Are there times he plays a little out of control? Yeah. Yeah, if you had a 50-inch vertical leap and this type of explosiveness, there'd be times you played a little out of control too. But for the most part, he doesn't. He plays with his head up. He headmans the ball. He finds teammates. He breaks down defense. He shares the basketball. He explodes to the rim like no one in America. I mean, he's a one-man machine. And he's playing for a program in Murray State that has history. So, you know, there's a lot to like about those two players. Again, Howard is exactly like Chris Jackson of LSU used to be. Some know him as Abdul Rauf, but he is a scoring machine. And if he gets going, he can easily score 50 points in a game. Easily. I mean, he's done it multiple times. He can be almost unstoppable. Well, no, he can be unstoppable because when he feels good, his range expands to 35 feet. And you can't guard anybody at 35 feet. And you try and then, you know, you stretch your defense, they just blow by you. And John Morant is just, you know. What's interesting is while the major colleges have really good guard play, the elite schools, and while some of the major colleges have some of the best individual guards in the country, like at Purdue and Michigan State, many of the best guards in this tournament actually play for non-Power 5 schools. And since guard play is always so vital in ultimately determining who wins championships, that's one element of this tournament that really bears watching. It's to Bradley's question, can some of these non-Power 5 guards lead their teams on magic carpet ride runs in the NCAA tournament, perhaps even to a Final Four? And I think the answer is yes. I mean, if you told me that a Murray State or a Marquette were to reach the Final Four, would I be shocked? No, I would not be because of those guards. Let me tell you about my friends at Health Dare. Health Dare is not a weight loss program per se. They are a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you well from the inside out. If you're overweight, you have nasty visceral yellow fat that is clinging to your internal organs and is suffocating you from the inside out. It's time to take your life back. That's what Health Dare is about. It's to start enjoying the things you used to enjoy. Start living your life with your children if you're having to sit it out on the sidelines because you just don't have the energy or the enthusiasm because you're way overweight. Let me tell you about Chet and Kathy Rowan. They're a sweet older couple in their 60s, decided to do the Sweet R Challenge together. They were both sleeping in recliners with CPAP machines. They both took high blood pressure and cholesterol meds. In 30 days, they were off their CPAP machines, sleeping together again. They're now off their meds entirely. They've each lost over 60 pounds for a combined total of 120. They're so excited to travel together, enjoy their retirement to the fullest. Take your life back. Dial the number, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Do it today. You will thank me later. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is expanding their showroom to now have the largest available selection of mattresses to choose from than ever before. Save an additional percentage on our already low pricing on Queen and King. And yes, you still get your foundation for free. Choose from our increased selection of Serta and Beautyrest models and take your perfect mattress home today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Michelin, is seeking production operators for positions at their facilities in Anderson. To apply, visit readysc.org/Michelin. Production operators must be 18 years of age and able to work in an empowered, quality-driven environment in 12-hour rotating shift schedules. Manufacturing experience preferred but not required. Other conditions apply. Applications are currently being accepted at readysc.org/Michelin. Michelin is an equal opportunity employer.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Here is a tough question that needs a good answer. Why have you not booked your free consultation with the Health Dare yet? Walt Diptula here, and if you're wrestling with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and you want those symptoms